Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Before we get too deep into Memphis tomorrow, I'd love to talk about...
Let's talk about the Clipper game.
I mean...
Let's talk... What do you want to say?
What I want to say is that they looked tired, and like Steph Curry, the mistakes that he made late in that game, that's the reason why Steve Kerr was giving him a day off. He was sloppy. Draymond was sloppy.
This is interesting to me.
Are you telling me that, like, Steph Curry, some of those turnovers offensively, they, in the last 2 minutes of the game, their offense was, like, almost embarrassing.
I don't disagree with you at all. I had the exact same take about their losses last week, and you called me out. How the hell can you tell if they're tired by looking at them?
Well, I mean, he looked tired last night, and now you have to play again tomorrow.
That's funny. We just had this talk.
Right. He had 8 turnovers. So
yeah.
Here's an idea. Try something else.
It's frustrating.
Something else. That's the problem.
I don't even know how, as a Warrior fan, though, what do you do about that? You know what I mean? Like, I think that sometimes we arrive here to talk this out, and let's go to the phones, because we really
let's
do want to hear.
Phones.
But, I mean, we arrive to talk this out when your best Hall of Fame player, generational talent, the best thing that's ever happened to this city in terms of sports. What do you do? Like, Super Bowl or try again, dude? Like, there's not, you know what I mean? There's no like, hey, Steve Kerr should have benched him. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing to do about that. I'm with you. It was, and that's why I say the game was frustrating. Nothing concerning, just frustrating. I don't know why Steve or Steph, I don't know why he seemed to be rushed in at the end of that game, and I don't know why. Like, they were fine. They were fine. That dribble down into the corner, double team, just fall out of bounds, lose the ball thing was got to be one of the top 10 worst plays I've ever seen Steph Curry make, just because it was so, like, it just lacked awareness. And these three players so rarely do that. Like, Jimmy Butler was a flipping treat yesterday. He is so brilliant. If you get a chance to go to a game and watch what Jimmy's doing all the time, like even when he doesn't have the ball, he is so brilliant with the way he sets things up. His brain is just pulsating when you watch him play. He was so brilliant yesterday. And that's the kind of thing that I think is going to beat the Grizzlies tomorrow night. But yes, frustrating, because they could have won last night, and they made tactical and strategic and yes, sloppy errors.
Right
down the stretch.
You're up 2, and Harden scores the layup to cut it to 2. Steph hits the 3, and he shimmy shakes, and then Harden immediately comes down and breaks down his guy and scores. And so now it's a 2-point game, and the next possession, it's basically a 24-second violation.
Yep.
They called pods for a travel, which, fine. His shot was really going to make it anyway. But
yep.
That possession was one where, okay, they took Steph away. He was at 44 feet, fully guarded by Powell. Like, what are we doing? either call timeout or try something else other than we're going to let Pods try to freelance from the right wing.
Yeah.
That to me felt like a big time missed opportunity.
Yeah, it felt like the whole team felt a little bit rushed. They felt like they got in quicksand. They kind of lost their flow and their ability to create a shot. That's been kind of the Warriors' bugaboo a lot this year. It's gone away largely when Jimmy Butler arrived, but it showed up at the worst time in the final minute of the game yesterday. I still think, though, it's not a concerning loss. It's just a very frustrating one, and all will be forgotten if they win tomorrow night, and they will end up in a better spot. But this is going to be a really, really tense 30 hours.
No doubt.
This is going to be really, really tense. It's going to be hard. 888-957-9570. How about... let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, els míos germans, buona tarde. That's not Spanish. It's Catalan, official language in Barcelona. Yeah, I just got back to see that nightmare. Playoff Jimmy would have been enough, but Steph Curry, he decided to shimmy after making a three-point shot with 1:46 left. And you know what happened? Yeah, karma police. Laughing in the back of the neck. You know, ever since then, after the shimmy, it's just mindless turnovers, Draymond Green, and you know, to try to make a bunny layup, and it looked like it was trying to shoot a free throw shot. You know, Pajemski traveling, and like I said, Steph Curry just running into a trap with no plan in mind. And, so this is what's going to happen, man. We're going to be like on carjack arrest watch for now and until if they make it to the playoffs, because they would have been a 50 win team, but just inexplicably, I don't know if they're tired or whatever. They fumbled it. They fumbled it like Kyle Williams twice back in Jim Harbaugh day.
Jonathan, what that thing you said in the other language? What did you say?
Good afternoon is what he said.
That's it.
Yeah, yep. my brothers. Good afternoon.
My brothers. Okay. Got it. Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.
And welcome home.
Welcome back. Why are we on this? Why did the shimmy thing get so many of you? Why did that bother you?
It didn't.
There's celebrations after half the buckets in this league.
Right.
Like so why is that seemingly something that everyone wants to jam in his face?
Well, he's just saying that it was basketball karma. So you shimmy, then you come back, and the other team beats you.
So, okay. So there's no more reactions after big made buckets?
You can react all you want. When you shimmy and you lose, it is a bad look.
Okay.
I mean, all right. You don't think so?
I don't. At all. I literally think that, yeah. I mean, we're it's almost like we're comparing him to Kawhi Leonard, but Kawhi Leonard has absolutely zero personality and has never celebrated in his life. In fact, I've heard from...
Does that make him a bad guy or a bad player?
Not at all. But my point is there's celebrations after half the buckets in this league. I don't know why we would now suddenly want to jam this down Steph Curry's face because he then turned the ball over. Yeah, he turned the ball over, and that stinks. But it's not like, I don't know, it's not embarrassing because he was excited when they went up by 4 with a minute 45 to go. Like, that's, yeah, it's a big bucket. He made a 3. There's a physical outburst when you do. I would think that's like orgasmic when you do that in front of 25,000 people. Like, oh my God, that's I don't know. I don't know why that caught. That didn't even catch my eye or my space at all.
Did you see it in real time?
Like, yeah,
when you were there, you were watching.
Watched him do it 1,000 times.
Yeah, and he went on to turn it over 3 more times. Yeah, by the way, in regular season, in the regulation, and overtime. So
yeah, he was sloppy.
He can do whatever he wants to do. All I'm saying is when you do that and the other team clearly sees it, that might be motivating for them. And, you know, not that they want to beat you any more now than they did before, but it just turns out to be a little bit of a bad look, in my opinion, when you're going to shimmy and do the thing and you're up 4 and you lose the game. That's a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah, I would find it much more embarrassing if the Clippers needed some sort of motivation with a minute and a half left to go in a save your season type of a game. I think everybody... Like, that was what was so beautiful about that game yesterday.
It's a great game.
I mean, being in that building, oh my God. That game never took a second off. These two teams, What was the biggest lead? Warriors were up by 12 in the second quarter, so I don't even, like, whatever, first half leads.
I think it was 21 lead changes.
Yeah, like, I mean, that game just never quit.
Nope.
The energy was unbelievable. Tense.
23 lead changes.
23 lead changes.
Yep.
Dude.
Tied 8 times.
These teams brought it. And the Warriors, yeah, the Warriors made more mistakes down the stretch. That's a bummer. It's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. But that was high-level stuff from both of these teams. GPD and Hayward, what's going on, Grandpa?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man. First, I want to say this. Dibs, I love you too, bro. And your picks don't stink. Okay? I want to go on record by saying that. I love Dibs, man. But I'm seeing the dynamic between you two. I really do. And Dibs, you're the pessimist. And Mark is the optimist. And gotta agree with Mark. Look, man, you live and die by the sword. So you're good guys, you go with the good guys. If they do wrong, they do wrong. And that's just it. And Draymond, I think Kerr does need to see if he can try somebody at the five. Quentin Post, just give him freaking 3 minutes. Let him start 3 minutes. Just try it, Kerr. It ain't going to hurt you at the beginning of the game. Okay? Now, when I say that, I say that to say this. You guys are spot on. You guys, I can't even express how much you please me to listen to you. Everything about you just really, really educates me. And I need to take notes, but I can't take notes because I was driving. And you know what? You're right, Mark. Put the phone number in your notes. You don't dial it, Dibs, and then call it later. He just told you. Don't dial it right now. Hello, McFly.
Yeah, but nobody listens to requests anymore. Nobody listens to each other. That's our, like, right? That's our that's the whole world's biggest problem now, is everybody is staring at their phone and not hearing what other people say. GPD, thank you. Thank you very much. That's the whole thing now. Everybody's staring at the phone. Nobody hears what anybody else is saying.
Yeah, it's just easier to put the number in and call it. That way, when you want to call it, when you hear, and if you listen to the show the whole time, then you just go to your previously made calls and it's just boop, boop.
Right.
As opposed to go to my notes and then copy and then paste and then now go to my phone and then paste and then dial.
But if
it's a lot more of a difficult thing.
But if somebody asks you to do it that way, like here's a weird
right.
comp and then we'll go back to the phone.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say the trash company, let's say they called you or sent you an email and they're like, will you please put your trash cans out with the handles, like you think you want the handles facing the house?
No.
Because the open side of the trash, then a lot of people do that. The open side of the trash is facing the truck.
Sure.
They actually want it the other way.
Right.
They want the handles facing the house so they can grab the handles and take it over. They want. So if they call, but it's harder for you because you got to go, that thing might be full.
And it's really not harder.
It could be. You got to roll it out there. You got to turn it around. Like you say, it's not harder. What if you're 85 years old? It might be harder. But they're asking you to do it a certain way. It might be a little harder, but that's how they're asking you to do it. Do you do it that way?
Well, I do.
Okay.
Because it says, on the can, but that's a little bit of a shaky comp. I do think the better
best
comp
I can come up with in the moment.
And the better comp is that they actually ask you to keep your three cans, the garbage, recycling, and compost, 3 feet apart. That way, when they bring in the claw, if the claw doesn't have room,
the claw.
Thank you, Kawhi Leonard. He has bad comp because, soon.
Yeah.
But if you don't have your cans 3 feet apart, then the claw, they might knock over your trash can.
Yeah.
And if I'm the guy in the truck with the recycling, well, that's not on me.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Doesn't matter because
I get it.
The raccoons knock over my can every night anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
You gotta, you gotta put like a big cement block on top of that thing.
No, it doesn't matter. They'll knock it over. Like I have a thing that like locks it shut, but they're crafty. They're crafty out there. They're like GP2 on defense, man. They can find their way in there. Anyway,
I'm in skunk country where the skunks,
same.
They don't really want your trash.
No.
They just want you to like come out of your house at midnight so they can get you. These skunks, they're not out here for my chicken giblets. They're out here trying to get me.
Yeah, there is. Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton.
Tons of time.
What's up, Scott? What are you doing?
Not much, Will and Dibs. Thanks for having me on. I think I put that lock on Curry. You can't have 8 turnovers as a superstar and expect to win, especially late in the game, dribbling into bad positioning and then having them dictate how you're going to run your offense. We got Jimmy Butler. Why? For those circumstances, you get the ball to Jimmy Butler, break it down in and out, and then Steph becomes a little bit more of a threat as well as Bajemski. I didn't see any of that. If we break down the last 10 possessions before overtime, how many times did Jimmy actually have control of the ball with the play driven towards him to control the tempo and get the space and grace that team needs to win? We went to an old-school, non-performing Warriors, and that's why they lost the game.
Yep.
So that's my take.
Yeah, that's fair, Scott.
I love it, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, like I think Jimmy had the ball maybe more than you're giving him credit for down the stretch, but there's no doubt that, it got out of pocket. Clippers deserve some credit for that. They really pushed him, but the Warriors got they rushed. They were just, I think that's what it was. I think they were moving too fast. They got rushed.
They got lazy to me. They were trying to make the easy play too often.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.